right back at me. "I love you," I whispered. His eyes flared as I took his manhood in my mouth slowly and gently. "Yeah, Red," he hissed and ran his hands through my hair with the softest touch. I moaned as his taste burst on my tongue. My eyes closed, and I savored the feel of him like this with me. "Come here," AK said. I crawled up over his body, confused. "Wanna taste you too." He guided my hips toward him until my legs were over his face, my stomach pressed against his. I rolled my head back when his mouth came between my legs. His tongue explored me, and I stroked his length in my hand. Needing to taste him again, I bent down and took him back in my mouth. I licked him and sucked him until I could no longer take the feel of his tongue at my core. My cheek flattened on his thigh as he held me in place and licked me until I broke apart into a million pieces, falling slowly back into place. AK lifted me and laid me down onto the mattress, then climbed above me. He spoke no words as he placed his hands on either side of my head and moved between my legs. I brushed my hands through his hair, locking his dark stare as he pushed inside me. He was as gentle as a feather as he filled me, carefully, beautifully, all so I felt no pain. "You good?" he asked. "Yes," I replied. I ran my hands over his arms as he rocked back and forth. His warm breath ghosted over my face, the heat from his body kept me safe, and tears came to my eyes at the reverent expression on his face. If I had not heard the words from his mouth, I would have known he loved me by the way he stared into my eyes, by the ease and gentleness in his movements, and by the way he cradled me close, as if I were precious, as if I somehow made him complete. He completed me, too. "I love you." I needed him to hear it as many times I needed to say it.
"Love you too, Red."
I smiled, then I spoke what lay in my soul. Before this, I did not know that home was a heartbeat, or two in my case, beating in perfect sync with my own. Yours and Saphira's, the cleansing lullaby to my sins.
"Red."
"Repentance is a form of sorrow, AK. Grace is a form of joy. We have shed tears for every sin we have sowed. It is now time for us to smile. Smile and chase the light. Embrace the blessings we have been given. Together."
"Yeah,"
AK said, and I knew I could love no greater than I did in that moment. And we made love. As the minutes passed, he took me once again, eradicating any man from my past, healing the scars my body had endured, and burrowing his heart inside mine. As our breathing became labored, and we followed the blinding lights of our pleasure, I let the tears fall thick and fast, healing tears of joy, washing away all the shame and guilt remaining in our hearts. And as AK laid his head against my shoulder, I held him close, vowing to never, ever let him go. "I am forever thankful for the day you tied me to that tree." I felt him still. AK lifted his head and smiled a sweet, confused smile. It was the first act of grace I had ever been given. And as I stared into your eyes, I saw myself, my reflection looking back at me, my wounded soul.
"Yeah,"
he rasped. I knew he was telling me he had felt it too. The devil's man with the angel eyes. I breathed. He breathed. We kissed, broke apart. The damned souls who together found grace.
"Red,"
he whispered, and held me close to his heart. And I closed my eyes and smiled, because for once there were many things to feel happy about. At last.
Epilogue. AK. 2 weeks later. Kai and Stick sat awkwardly in their seats as we waited for them to speak. Church had been called. That wasn't the first time we've encountered Garcia in Mexico. Kai shifted in his seat, and Styx nodded at him to continue. Y'all didn't know I had a sister until I got hitched to Lai. Elysia, or Sia as we call her. He shrugged. She wasn't brought up in this life, so we never talked about her. He paused. But when she was 17, me and Styx had to get her out of some trouble. Trouble caused by Garcia. What kind of trouble? Hush asked. The brother was tense. Fuck, so were we all. Kai's jaw clenched, and I could see he was 1 second from losing it. She got involved with him. Then he took her. Y'all saw what he deals in. Trafficking motherfucker. Me and Styx got her out before it was too late. He's been looking for her ever since, Styx signed. Then took a shot of his jack. Sia's been in hiding all this time. That's why she ain't here often. We can't risk it. He wants her back, Kai said, and I had to give the brother credit. He kept his cool. Diablos have been in touch. Garcia's sniffing around again since our little trip to Mexico, trying to get intel on us. Styx paused, then met each of our eyes. He's looking for her again. What does that mean? Cowboy asked. Kai's eyes narrowed on our two Cajun brothers. Fucker didn't like them sniffing around his sister either. Means that fucker's not done with my sister. Kai leaned forward, eyes fucking flaming. And if he comes back to Austin for her, I'll be slicing the prick's dick off and making him eat it whole. Graphic, brother. Vike wiggled his eyebrows. I like it. For now, we protect her. Watch the situation and see how it plays out. But y'all need to know what could be coming our way, Styx signed. We ever gonna get the full story on what went down years back with him? I asked, and Kai sat back in his seat. Eventually, but not fucking today. We should know, Hush said. I want to know what she went through. Kai's suspicious eyes were back on Hush and Cowboy. Neither brother even flinched. I said not the fuck now. Any other news? Styx signed, stopping Kai from castrating the Cajuns for their interest in his sister. No one said shit, so I lifted my hand. Going to my lodge this weekend for a cookout. Y'all are welcome. Bring tents and shit if you want to stay over. I heard their silence. I hadn't mentioned the lodge since Dev died. I straightened my shoulders, ignoring it. My nephew is coming, Zane. Want to introduce him to y'all. I cleared my throat. He's a good kid. Loves bikes. Looks like me, 15. Future fucking hangman, Vike said. I smiled, wondering what the fuck Claire would have to say about that. Then we'll be there, Kai said. Grace is at yours almost as much as she's at ours anyhow, I laughed. Her and Sephira were attached at the hip. Saf ain't met none of y'all either. Gonna try to get her to come out too. She's kind of fucking shy. Hasn't dared meet no one yet. We'll all be there, Styx signed, and I saw all my brothers nod their heads. I fucking love this club. Fucker was getting married in a couple of weeks. Probably didn't have the time, yet he was making it for me. Didn't matter when you needed the club. It was always there. One more thing, I said as Styx went to slam the gavel down. I've invited Ryder, too. The silence was thick. Fucker did wrong, I get it. But he saved my bitch and her daughter. Wouldn't have either of them if he hadn't stepped the fuck up. He took out clansmen at the shootout, and fuck, Phoebe likes him, and Bella. I met Styx's hard, hazel gaze. I get he ain't a brother, but I vote for him being allowed back onto the premises for cookouts and shit. He's a good doc. Saves us from having to go to the hospital and raise the suspicion of the cops. And he can fight. Don't patch him in again as a brother. Couldn't give a fuck. But that's where I'm at. Thought y'all should know. Styx rolled his lips together, pissed. Second it, Smiler said. No surprise to anyone. Ah, fuck, me too, Vike said, shrugging. And me, Flame said. I hid my smile. The fucking psycho trio never failed to have my back. Us too, Hush said, pointing at himself and Cowboy. Cowboy rolled his head toward me, lifted his Stetson and winked. Styx slammed the gavel on the table. Church was done. No decision would be made anytime soon. I didn't care. I'd said my piece. The lodge, a few days later.
Will they all stare at me?
Saphira asked Phoebe. Phoebe paused in brushing her daughter's hair. They were in the second bedroom, with the walls now bright white and a new bed just for Saph. Vike and Flame had helped me get this place together. New paint, new staining, new everything. We had to start again.
They are eager to meet you.
Phoebe wrapped her arms around Saphira's shoulders from behind. I saw Saphira's eyes duck at the gesture, a fucking small smile on her mouth. These two fucking killed me on a daily basis.
No one will judge you. And Lila, May, Maddie, Bella, and Grace will be there too. We are all of the same background. You like them, feel safe with them, and we will all be there with you.
Okay,
Saphira said. Phoebe stepped back and turned Saphira to face her.
You are so beautiful, sweetheart,
Phoebe said with tears in her eyes. Saphira was dressed in a long purple dress. Phoebe was in her white off-the-shoulder dress that I fucking loved. Both bitches were stunning. Both mine to protect.
Thanks, Mama,
Saphira said. I took that as my cue to go, but not before I saw the fucking blinding smile that came on Phoebe's lips. She never got sick of that word. Mama. I entered the living room of the cabin and stopped dead. Zane was looking at the pictures above the fireplace. I walked beside him. He didn't move. Didn't think he could speak even if he wanted to. Had that fucking photo with him every time he went on tour, I said. Heard Zane's slow release of breath. I fought back the tightness in my chest. Would stare at it for hours, missing you. My gaze moved to the one beside it.
I remember that day, Zane said.
You do?
I remember the moment the shot was taken.
I stared at the picture, as did Zane. I reached into the pocket of my cut and pulled out what I wanted him to have. When I looked at Zane, he was already watching me, and he'd seen what was in my hands. Ain't sure if you'd want them. I felt the cold metal in my hands. It's a fucked up situation we got, and ain't sure if you'd want anything of his like this. I just wondered because he was your dad.
I want them,
Zane said quickly. I nodded and dropped the dog tags into his hand. The kid had me fucking choked up. His eyes watered as he ran his fingers over Dev's name and number.
I'm proud of him, you know?
He ignored the tear that rolled down his face. I'm proud of what he did for our country. I nodded because I couldn't fucking speak.
I'm proud of you both.
He lifted his eyes to mine.
I get it didn't end well, but Claire told me how proud Mom was of you both, you and Dad. And I remember her saying that what you were doing was important. That you were both brave.
He'd be proud of you too, you know, I said.
Zane smiled. You think?
I know it. You were his life. Zane's head dropped. And I threw my arm around his shoulders. And you got me now. I ain't your dad, but I'm your uncle, and I'm here whenever you need me.
I know, Zane said,
and I led him outside. Ash was straight over.
Zane, you shoot?
He asked. The two fuckers had hit it off from the minute Zane came to the compound 2 days ago. Knew they would. Good kids, the fucking pair of them.
Nah, my aunt didn't let me. Always wanted to, though, Zane said.
Ash looked at me.
AK will show you how, won't you?
Zane looked up at me hopefully.
Sure. Now,
Ash said,
you gotta show Zane the target you can hit in the trees.
Ash turned to Zane.
Your uncle can fucking shoot. Never seen anything like it.
Can you?
Zane asked, and I saw the fucking pride in his eyes.
Show me, I mean, I know you're good, sniper and shit.
Sure, I said.
Ash?
He looked up.
Talk a minute?
Ash's eyebrows pulled down in confusion. Zane, give us a few. Vike walked past just at that moment.
Zane! You can help me decide which tits I like better on these porn stars. It's like fucking Sophie's Choice.
He threw his arm around Zane's neck and led him away. I walked to the side of the cabin, taking a bottle of Jack from one of the tables. When Ash and I were alone, I said, I ain't had much time to speak to you over the past few weeks. I took 2 shot glasses from my cut and poured out the Jack. I handed one to Ash, but I'm going to tell you what my brother said to me when I got my first kill. Ash raised his eyebrows. It gets easier, I said, hearing fucking Devin's voice in my head. From this moment on, it becomes second nature. And don't bother you as much. I promise.
I know.
Ash lowered his eyes. You do? He shrugged.
Flame set me down afterwards and talked to me.
He gestured to the bourbon.
He gave me a shot, too, he smirked. Told me you did the same to him when he got his first kill.
I did, I remembered. Ash nodded.
He reminds me of you sometimes. I think in some ways, he models himself on you.
I was shocked, fucking rooted to the spot.
You mean a lot to him.
He means a lot to me too, I said. As do you, you little shit. Ash laughed at me. Speaking of, I'm getting some plans drawn up to get another bedroom in my cabin. Then you can come back home.
He'd been staying with Flame since Saphira had moved in.
Ash went silent, then looked away.
What? Okay. Flame has asked me to move in with him and Maddie.
My eyebrows shot up in surprise.
When? A while ago.
And? A smile pulled on his lips.
I said yes.
I blinked, not sure I could believe it.
You good with it?
Yeah, he said with a sigh. I want to. Since I've been staying there, he's been good with me. Different. Better than I could have imagined, he shrugged. I like it.
Well, fuck, kid, I said.
Okay, he said. I just want to say thanks for everything you've done since. You know, I came here.
He rocked on his feet.
You're my brother, too. Like Flame. And I just wanted you to know that I'm grateful.
I swore these fucking teenagers were gonna give me a fucking heart attack.
Turning me into a weeping fucking pussy.
Get here, fucker. I pulled him into my chest and kissed his head. You need anything from me. I'm right next door. You're welcome anytime. Doesn't work out with Flame, you're back with me, yeah?
Yeah,
he said and stepped back.
She needs to be with her mom anyway,
Ash said. Saphira. I nodded, knowing it was true. Little bitch was jaded at the world, a fucking hermit.
We ever gonna get to see her?
Ash asked.
We all want to see what she looks like, speak to her. Never got a chance to even see her at the shootout, and she's been hiding ever since.
Maybe today. Bitch is real shy, kid. Ash nodded. I held out my shot. Well, kid, here's to you saving my ass and moving in with Flame. He laughed, and we knocked back our liquor.
We better go rescue Zane from Vike, Ash said. I followed him back to the fire pit.
Some of the brothers had returned from their hike to the waterfall. Sticks and Kai started the grill. They all looked good here. Dev would have loved it.
You'll look out for him, yeah?
I said when I saw Zane's eyes widen at something Vike had said.
Yeah, I like him.
Ash put the shot glass on a table.
He's like you in a lot of ways.
I glanced back across to Vike and Zane, who were sitting with Hush and Cowboy. Zane was laughing.
He'd make a good prospect, too,
Ash said as he walked away. I met his black eyes. He was smirking.
Just saying.
Ash walked over to Zane, and the two of them made their way to the target range. I followed behind. Another kid to teach how to shoot. 2 hours later, when night had fallen and the fire was lit, I sat down on a chair. Zane, Ash, and Slash were across the pit, drinking beer and shooting the shit. I watched them. A new fucking trio. Shit, I felt old.
Someone sat down in the chair to my right, another in the one to my left, as I looked around for Phoebe and Saphira. Saphira hadn't wanted to come out yet.
Wasn't sure if she ever would. She was freaking out. I knew who sat beside me even without looking.
Your old lady making an appearance anytime soon?
Vike handed me a fresh bottle of Bud. Hopefully, I said.
She doing better now?
He asked, serious. Yeah, she's better. Now, realize, she wasn't addicted to drink or smack. She was addicted to forgetting all the shit in her life. Forgetting the fact she had a daughter she was banned from. I thought of the past couple of weeks, of her smiling face, her fucking kind heart. Her on top of me, telling me she loved my sorry ass. My chest filled with warmth. She's good.
She's ginger, Vike smirked.
What? He said when I raised my eyebrows.
We gingers are a fucking unique species. Nails. We're all fucking nails. Made from pure Viking stock,
I laughed, hearing Flame do the same.
And you sure you don't have a thing for us? Needing me in your life, then Phoebe, shit, brother. If I knew you were that hard up for freckles, I would have let you see my anaconda years ago.
I've already seen it a million times. Not by choice, I shook my head.
And every fucking time you were impressed.
AK, Flame nodded toward the door of the lodge. My heart fucking pounded, near breaking from my chest when I saw Phoebe holding Saphira's hand, slowly leading her outside. Saph was nervously looking around the backyard, looking as if she were about to bolt any second. I saw my brothers all look her way, giving her a nod of their heads before getting back to whatever they'd been doing. Phoebe led her toward the other cult bitches on the other side of the fire. Vike elbowed me in the side.
Look about,
he said, and pointed to little Ash.
Ash was frozen, beer suspended in the air, as he watched Saphira walk past him and sit next to Lila and Grace.
I shook my head, groaning, when Zane and Slash tried to pull his attention, but his huge fucking black eyes wouldn't get the fuck off Saph. She clearly saw it too, as she looked up, gave him a small fucking stunning ghost of a smile, then ducked her head again. Ash looked as if he wanted to go over and speak to her, but he just sat back, never taking his gaze off her.
Ash just got a huge fucking boner for Saph, Vike shouted. Then he jumped from his seat. Gotta go and rip into him over this shit. Priceless!
Vike rushed to Ash, who was still staring at Saph, like his eyes were glued on her or some shit.
Ash, me and you need to talk about a new development, fucker.
Fuck my life. Vike sat down next to Ash, and I saw the kid cover his face in embarrassment when Vike threw his arm around his neck and started giving him shit. I turned to Flame. He was watching his kid brother, too. No emotion in his eyes.
He's moving in with you?
Flame tensed. His eyes drifted to Maddie, who was sitting with May, feeling her bump.
Yeah.
You asked him.
He nodded and took a sip of his beer.
Maddie thought it was time.
And you?
I agreed.
You gonna be good with him being there?
Flame's head dropped and I knew he was having doubts.
Don't know. I can't talk to him like you. Don't know what to do if he gets upset or shit. Probably fuck him up.
Nah, you'll be good, I said, and Flame lifted his head.
Yeah?
I know it. Flame's hands tightened on his bottle.
He told me you talked to him after the shooting,
Flame nodded.
That was good.
It's what you did to me. Just copied you.
I know.
So just keep doing shit like that.
Flame grew silent for a few seconds until he said,
thanks. I looked at my brother. He never said thanks for anything. His jaw clenched. Thanks for watching him. When I couldn't. When my head...
Always.
Clearly feeling too much emotion. Flame jumped off the chair without a word and beelined straight for Maddie. She was up and on his lap in seconds. I watched the brother calm the minute her hand was in his. Needing a piss, I went into the lodge, A.A. Bondi's, When the Devil's Loose started playing outside. I grabbed another beer and moved to the doorway. And then I stopped right in my tracks on the mat. Phoebe was on her feet, dancing around the fire with grace, just like the first night she had danced for me. Her hands were in the air and her eyes were closed, a fucking heartbreaking smile on her lips.
Grace imitated her as Saphira smiled from under lowered eyes, watching her mom from the safety of her seat beside her aunt.
Anyone could see how much she loved her with just one look, and I couldn't tear my eyes from Red. I watched her through the whole song. Then, when the next song played, her eyes snapped open and immediately sought me out as Bowie's Heroes came on, and Phoebe found me there, watching. A loud laugh, fucking raw happiness, came from her throat, and my bitch never took her eyes off me as she danced. Stunning. Beautiful. Mine. And fucking free. I drank my beer as the song played out. Then I looked down to the mat at my feet. Two pairs of boots still sat there, shined to perfection on either side. As I looked over the backyard, seeing my brothers chilling, seeing Zane laughing and happy, I closed my eyes and breathed deeply. "We're okay, Dev," I whispered, so only he could hear. I swallowed and felt a smile come onto my lips. "We're all gonna be fucking okay." A hand slipped into mine, and when I opened my eyes, Phoebe was before me. "You good?" she asked, using my own words on me, a fucking twinkle in her eye. So I took her mouth, felt her moan. "Yeah, Red. I'm good." I breathed, exhaled, then said, "Sunrise. I'm just embracing our motherfucking sunrise."
Bonus chapter. Lil Ash. "Wrench," Flame said from beside his bike. I took the wrench from the toolbox and handed it to him. Flame didn't look up. He didn't speak. Just kept working on his Harley. We'd worked on mine all morning. Now we had moved on to Flame's as the night came in. Most nights after school and most weekends we did this. And I fucking loved it. I loved just being with him. Loved being in his house. Loved eating with him and Mads. Loved sitting with him. I knew he'd never speak to me like AK did, but that was okay. He was Flame. And fuck. He tried harder with me day after day. I saw it. Maddie's smiles confirmed it. "Asher! Flame!" Maddie's voice called us in from Flame's garage at the back of his house. "Dinner!" she said, and Flame jumped to his feet. He threw the wrench in the toolbox, and I followed him through to the cabin. Maddie placed the food on the table, and we took a seat. "Did you get all your homework done, Asher?" Maddie asked. "Yeah," she smiled. When I looked up, I watched Flame watching Maddie. Whenever she smiled, he always stared at her. His face never changed, but his eyes did. He fucking loved her. Anyone could see it. "How is Zane liking his new school?" she asked, just as I swallowed a forkful of food. "He's good. Sits with me at lunch and stuff. It's just classes we don't share." AK had asked Zane if he wanted to attend the same private school as me. AK was paying. His aunt agreed, and Zane was quickly enrolled. AK claimed it was for a better education, but everyone fucking knew it was to have him closer to him. Our school was close to the compound, small and discreet. Never got involved in hangman shit, and Zane came back here every night to see his uncle, before AK drove him back to his aunt's house. AK couldn't have been happier. He had Phoebe and he had Zane. He was different these days, in a good way. Calmer. Less troubled, just happy. "Good," Maddie said. "Maybe one day Saphira will get there too, when she has adjusted to the outside world more." The minute she said Saphira's name, my stomach tightened and the room fucking skyrocketed in temperature. Saphira. Only seen her once at AK's lodge. Fuck. She was the prettiest bitch I'd ever seen. And she'd smiled at me. A fucking beautiful smile. She only stayed out a couple of hours before going back into the lodge. I never spoke to her. had never spoken to her, but I still couldn't get her dark eyes and blonde hair from my head. She was there every time I closed my eyes. Hell, she was there every minute I was awake. Yeah, I said, and quickly ate the rest of my food. When I was done, I took my smokes from my back pocket. Going for a smoke, I said, and pushed out of the back door. I lit up my smoke the minute I hit the fresh air. I took a long drag and walked toward the backwoods. I crossed the boundary between Flame and AK's cabins, just walking wherever my feet led me. Then I fucking stopped dead in my tracks. Saphira. Saphira stood only a few feet from me, staring up at the stars. I swallowed, my heart fucking slamming against my ribs. She was dressed in a long black dress with long sleeves. Her hair was hanging down her back and, even just by seeing her from the back, I knew her face looked fucking perfect. I rocked on my feet, fucking trying to pluck up the courage to speak, when suddenly my foot snapped a twig under my boot. Saphira spun around in a flash. She jumped, making a small, frightened noise when she saw me standing behind her. I held up my hands, my smoke still burning between my fingers. Shit, sorry, didn't mean to scare you, I said, and watched her massive brown eyes widen. Her pink lips parted as she caught her breath. Even in the dark, I could see her cheeks blaze with red. Then her arms wrapped around her waist. She was breathing funny, real fearful. Then she spun on her heel and rushed toward the door of AK's house. Before I knew it, my mouth opened and I said, "You ain't gotta be scared of me." Saphira stopped dead in her tracks, but she never turned around. My pulse raced when she stayed in the backyard, unmoving. "I ain't gonna hurt you." She gave no reaction, so I tried something else. "I used to live here with AK. And Phoebe, your mama, for a bit. Now I live next door." I watched Saphira's head tip slightly to the side as she listened to me speak. I fucking held my breath as her shoulders tensed. Then she began to turn. Her head stayed down and her eyes never looked up, but I didn't fucking care. It meant I got to see some of her face again. I took a step closer, watching her blonde hair blow in the breeze. My stomach clenched again. She was so fucking beautiful. "You like living with AK?" I asked, trying to encourage her to speak. I wanted to hear her voice. Saphira nodded her head. I smiled. "He's the best," I said. I tried to think of something else to say, something to keep her out here longer with me, but I couldn't. I fucking fell apart around this bitch. Had no idea what the fuck I was doing. Saphira turned and started walking toward the door. I saw AK and Phoebe through the kitchen window, sat at the table, and knew I was on borrowed time. As much as AK loved me, he was hella protective of Saphira, like she was his own daughter, one no one fucked with or risked the wrath of his fist, and I was pretty sure he would threaten to cut off my dick if he knew how I felt about her. I knew she'd been put through hell like Mads had been, in that cult and through Meister. I knew she was younger than me by 2 years, was damaged. But I thought about her pretty much every day since the lodge, and I couldn't fucking stop if I tried. I had tried. Nothing worked. She was always there in my head. "My name's Lil Ash. Or Ash. I never got to tell you that at the lodge." I didn't think she'd respond. I didn't think she'd speak. But she looked up at me through her long lashes and, shocking the fuck out of me, whispered, "Ash." I thought I saw her lip flick up at the side into a tiny smile. I thought I saw her blush. Then she fucking smashed through any barriers I had left when she lifted her head, meeting my eyes and said softly, "I am Saphira, or Safi, or Saf." And I smiled. I smiled and flicked my smoke to the ground. I stepped forward, wondering if she'd run. She didn't. So I stepped further forward, and forward again, until I stood right before her. She was short and slim, and I towered over her. But I liked it. I liked that I could maybe protect her, that maybe she'd feel safe beside me, too. I heard her breathing increase. I saw her body start to shake in nerves. It fucking broke my heart. Wiping my palm on my jeans, I held out my hand. Nice to meet you, Saf. Saf tensed and stared at my offered hand. Just as I was about to lower it again, I watched as she slowly unfolded her arm and, with small shaking fingers, put her hand in mine. Her grip was nothing stronger than a feather, but it was warm. Then, sucking in a stuttered breath, she whispered, "Nice to meet you too, Ash." No sooner had the words left her mouth than she pulled back, lowered her head and scurried back into the cabin. But I didn't move. I stayed rooted on the spot, trying to fucking breathe, trying to fucking do anything but follow after her, speak to her again. Until AK came walking out of the door. "Ash? You here for me, kid? You good?" "I'm good, AK," I said, still feeling Saf's warm, shaking hand in mine, still seeing that blush on her cheeks and flicker of a smile on her lips, letting a smile pull on my face and a fucking warm feeling fill my veins. I said, "I'm real fucking good."
This has been an Audible Studios production of Damnable Grace. Written by Tilly Cole. Performed by Patrick Garrett, Emily Caldwell, Douglas Berger, and Aaron Sin. Executive producers Rena Ayer and Mike Charzik. Producer Neil Basic. Copyright 2017 by Tilly Cole. Sound recording copyright 2018 by Audible Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.